This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that India's rapidly changing aspirations demand a governance model that is not only efficient but deeply citizen-centric, underscoring the need for public service to keep pace with a rapidly transforming world. The Prime Minister highlighted that India is advancing swiftly amidst fast-changing global systems and must continuously update its governance machinery. Mr. Modi stated this in a video message yesterday while addressing the Karma Yogi Sadhana Saptah 2026.
आज गवर्नेंस के जिस सिद्धांत को लेकर हम आगे बढ़ रहे हैं उसका मूल मंत्र है नागरिक देवो भव। इस मंत्र में समाहित भावना के साथ आज पब्लिक सर्विस को ज्यादा कैपेबल, नागरिकों के लिए ज्यादा सेंसिटिव बनाने पर फोकस किया जा रहा है। अब शासन को सिटीजन सेंट्रिक बनाकर एक नई पहचान दी जा रही है।
The Prime Minister highlighted that improving ease of living and quality of life should be the primary focus of governance. Turning to the critical importance of technology, the Prime Minister pointed to the deep integration of technology into government functioning over the past 11 years, spanning governance, service delivery and the economy. A week-long Karma Yogi Sadhana Saptah started from yesterday. It aims to build the capacity, performance and efficiency of civil servants across the country. The Parliament has passed the Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Bill 2026 after Lok Sabha approved it yesterday with voice vote. Rajya Sabha has already passed the bill. The bill provides for 50% of posts in the CAPFs to be filled by deputation in the rank of Inspector General and a minimum of 67% of the posts to be filled by deputation in the rank of Additional Director General, and all posts in the ranks of Special Director General and Director General shall be filled by deputation only. The Parliament has passed the Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2026 with the Rajya Sabha approving it yesterday. The Lok Sabha had passed the bill on Wednesday. The legislation amends certain enactments for decriminalizing and rationalizing offenses to further enhance trust-based governance for ease of living and doing business. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the passage of the Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2026 in Parliament will give a major boost to ease of living and ease of doing business in the country. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that the bill strengthens a trust-based framework that empowers citizens and marks the removal of outdated rules and regulations. Mr. Modi noted that it will also ensure speedy disposal of cases and reduce litigation burden through decriminalization. He added that the consultative approach adopted in drafting the bill is noteworthy and complimented all those who contributed their insights and supported its passage in Parliament. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh chaired the second meeting of the informal group of ministers in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Singh underlined the importance of round-the-clock monitoring of the situation and the need to respond in a calibrated manner to deal with any eventuality. The minister informed that informal group of ministers was apprised of the measures being taken by the government in the wake of the ongoing West Asia conflict. They also deliberated upon the next steps to be taken by the government to mitigate any adverse impact arising due to the ongoing conflict. The Supreme Court took a serious note of an incident in West Bengal's Malda district where 7 judicial officials engaged in the Special Intensive Revision or SIR exercise were taken hostage, terming it deplorable. Taking Suomu to cognizance of the incident, the court criticized the state administration and sought responses from the State Chief Secretary, Director General of Police and other officials over their inaction on the issue. All these officers have been directed to remain present virtually before the Supreme Court on the 6th of this month. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 65 runs at Eden Gardens in Kolkata a short while ago. Chasing a victory target of 227, Kolkata Knight Riders were bundled out for 161 in just 16 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.